With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some call him the Prince of Poonanny,
the Baron of Butt Plugs,
the Duke of Dongs. His mission to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City. He stands astride the intercom multiplex, waving high the big black dildo of destiny. As he brings you a game that we like to call The Adult Toy Price is Right. That's right. It's time to play a little game we like to call
The Adult Toy Price is Right.
Here's how it works. We choose three callers from the listening audience.
Then we describe the item that's up for bid.
The listeners place their bids.
The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over wins the prize.
And now, here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Dare.
Ah, yes. I see Jason and Hendrick and Dan. Hendrick is a boy. No offense, Hendrick. Your parents screwed you on this one. Stacy's the female. Of course, we have room for two more ladies. All right, then, let's play. Hey, Jason, welcome to the show. Jason?
Good morning, Johnny Dare.
Good morning.
38, single. Got a C-ring in a sleeve. Thanks to COVID, the C-ring's not being used right now.
That's right. How long's it been since you've been able to find a companion?
April.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We all did the same thing. April, May, June, July. Okay. We're like, oh, you're going on 5 months, man.
Been safe, though.
I did get that right. When I say how long since you've been laid, you said April. That's not a girl.
Right.
All right, okay.
Right.
All right. All right, Jason, let's see if we can find you something to stick your D in, my friend. Hold on. Don't go anywhere. I got to get Hendrick. Hendrick.
Hey, I'm Hendrick. I'm 40 years old, married. Have a couple of toys, and the wife has a couple of toys, too.
What were you named after, Hendrick?
My dad and his dad. It's a Dutch name.
Were they both Hendricks?
Yes.
Okay. I was hoping it wasn't a somehow there was Rick and Henry put together.
No, Hendrick.
All right, right on. All right, Jason, Hendrick, you stay right there. I got to get Dan on. Dan, welcome to the show. What's your story?
What's up, Johnny? I'm 55 years old, married 21 years, and I have a sleeve.
21 years. How is it? What's the secret?
Yes, sir. We're both retired military, so we stay together for the money. it's good life. You double the paycheck.
Yeah,
it works.
But can you have sex with other people or no?
No.
But you guys are like, look, it's just too late for us.
Exactly.
I got you. My parents, they hit like some milestone, like crazy amount of marriage, you know, like 50 years. And they were like, my mom's like, we should have a party. I'm like, a party? I go, you guys are together because nobody else wants to bang either of you. I go, for like the last 20 years, this is a gimme because who wants you?
Who's signing up?
You got one boob and you got Alzheimer's. I'm like, but I love them.
Of course.
But just the fact they were telling me that, I was like, Mom, you want me to celebrate an institution where the longer you're married, the bigger the gift gets.
That's what the sleeve's for, Johnny.
Yeah, I got you. Let's see if we can find you something else, Dan. All right, Dan, Hendrick, Jason, the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over will receive the item up for bid.
Four fellas, item up for bid.
Is the F Me Silly Petite Fantasy Bubble Butt from Pipe Dream Extreme.
Bubble butt.
You have a
fat ass.
Fellas, take your fun on the run
with the FB Silly To Go Petite Fantasy Bubble Butt.
This juicy booty is perfectly petite
with two tight entries and textured tunnels.
Its compact size allows you to pound it anywhere,
which is all well and good, but let's face it, the compact size thing is kind of creepy.
As soon as, you know, everybody finds out, that's when the party really begins.
There's a party?
$5,000 worth of hot dogs.
I like hot dogs.
Please explain that to me.
Well, I like hot dogs. Hot dogs are good.
That is a simulation of a fat ass.
Thank
right
you.
There.
It's the
FB Silly Fantasy Bubble Butt
from Pipe Dream Products, and it can be yours, fellas, if the price is right.
Listen, I don't know about you, but I'm like...
It's hermetically sealed, so I can't take it out with here. Take a look at this bottle. This, like, it's even jiggly.
It's made, looking at you.
It's a whole bunch of silicone. Like, hey,
it is jiggly.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is something.
I feel... Here's what freaks me out about this. I know it'll get the job done,
yeah,
but it is a tad small.
It's
in
like
terms of, if I was going to do something like this, I want it to be, you know, somewhat life-size.
Human size, not doll size?
Yeah, yeah.
Like I just found part of a doll in the kids' room that I thought, meh.
And she'll tell you, kids don't have sweet asses like that. That's a round ass.
Yes, it is.
It's a petite fantasy bubble butt by Mega Stroker. So let's bid, Jason.
I'm going to go $69.
Let me see here, Jason. And, and then it was, wasn't it, was it, no, Jason's a guy who hasn't been late since April, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, listen, play well. Hendrick.
Let's do 40.
40? And finally, Dan, in it for the money.
I'm going to try $41.50.
50 cents. And the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price.
$69.99.
Oh. Look at you.
Jesus loves Jason best. All right, nice job.
Won it.
Listen, fellas, you know it. Like, he hasn't gotten laid since April. I feel like.
I need it.
I know. Dan, I mean, you guys are married. You've gotten laid since April, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, what about you, Hendrick?
Just last night.
Well, good for you.
Oh, yeah.
Good for you. Look, what a greedy pig you are. You got laid last night, and you're calling trying to take away other people's silicone booty butts.
Hey, we used hers. We got to find something for me, a little more for me.
Good call, man. All right. Listen, hey, you know what? Those F. Johnny Dare shirts are on their way in, and I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll hook you guys up with some lunch from Grinders. A couple $25 gift certificates. Or Joe's KC, which used to be Oklahoma Joe's. Would you rather have Oklahoma Joe's or Grinders?
I'll do Grinder.
Okay. The other guy?
Grinders, please.
All right. Stay right there.
Thank you.
I like Grinders, but foolish, boys. Foolish. I love Oklahoma Joe's. I love Oklahoma Joe's. I still refer to it like Oklahoma Joe's. Same way I still call it Sandstone. Just mm-hmm. The way it is.
Just how I'm going to do it.
All right. Now, before we go to Lysak, let me find who we got here. I see Stacy and Jamie and Jenny all want to play. Stacy, welcome to the show. What's your story?
Hey, Johnny. I am single. I've got a platinum rabbit, some vibrators, some other vibrators, and that's it.
How many vibrators do you have?
I have quite a few.
Like, what is it? I mean, 6? 27? How many?
I'd say maybe about 11.
Really?
Yeah.
That's quite a collection. Where do you keep them all?
I keep them in a box by my bed.
Mm-hmm. I knew a girl that used to work here. She sold here. What was her name? You remember what I'm talking
about?
Yes,
I know exactly.
First name?
April,
that's right. She had a Rubbermaid deal. We ended up at her apartment one night.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a tote that she pulled out from underneath the bed. One of those Walmart totes
uh-huh.
with a lid.
Yeah, you like store Christmas.
And opened it up. It was filled to the top. I was a bit intimidated, I'll be honest.
That's
that girl
impressive.
Had abused her vagina.
or treated it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, Stacy, you're going to play. Stay right there. Jamie, welcome to the show. Who are you?
Hi, I'm Jamie, and I am 39, been with my husband for 20 years. I have a rabbit, a butt plug, and a couple other vibrators.
Same guy all 20 years. You've never strayed? You guys don't have an open relationship?
Oh, well, I've had a couple girlfriends, but...
Really? See, that, yeah. Where does this all happen? Mm. What? I feel like Jake tells girls to say this just to torment me. Because my life's a lot more like yours.
Yeah.
Like, it just ain't...
It's great, but it's not...
Yeah, well, no, it's not like yours, because I'm not getting that action either. Like, huh. Don't laugh at a man because he doesn't get anal. That's not... What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I'm just a jerk.
It's not nice. I don't laugh at you if you all your orgasms are when you're by yourself. All right, listen. Jamie, my dear friend, you're going to play. Stacy's going to play. I'm going to get Jenny. Jenny?
Okay.
Okay. Tell me about yourself, Jenny. Jenny.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I am Jenny. I'm 51. I am single, and I have a Hitachi One.
Oh, one of the big ones. Plug-in or rechargeable?
Okay, let's put it this way. Plug-in.
Yeah. No, it's... We've had this discussion before. The only problem with those big monsters is their cord's about 3 inches long, and you have to tie an extension cord to it.
Well, I got one not so long ago, and it goes just fine from the floor to my bed.
Good for you.
About that.
Are you an over-the-panties or straight-on-it girl?
Oh, can't. Oh, my God, I would fly off, and not to mention I'd probably burn my clitoris.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, you can.
Poor Nick had a brand new one, and that thing was a bit strong. Yeah.
I can't even use the high.
Yeah. It's dangerous when you scuff that dance floor. It takes about a day or two to get that thing back. You got to pee at an angle. You know what I'm saying?
Not to mention, if you drop it, you have to go find it and catch it.
That's true. Every once in a while, because Sass has one, and I'll try to hit the go up. And it's like she levitates to the headboard. And I don't know why. I just want it. I guess you know how it is. Like, if this is good, then a lot is better.
Mm-hmm.
And she's always like, I wonder what would happen if I do this.
And then you're like,
yeah, no, her eyes cross and
stroke.
That's it. Yep. All right, Jenny.
We know it's still all about you guys. Okay, go ahead.
Jenny. Jenny.
I'm sorry, I'm feeling ornery this morning. Go ahead, Jenny.
You are ornery. All right, Jenny. Jamie, Stacy, yeah. The closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price not going over will receive the item up for bid.
For the ladies, our item up for bid today is the Kimmy Rechargeable Finger Vibe from Vita.
In the year 2020, while the coronavirus pandemic grips the world, unrest in the streets, government more divisive than ever, families divided down party lines, gloom and despair surround you. A dark pall casts an ever-lengthening shadow, hastening your impending doom. Who will rescue you? Who will snatch you back from the abyss? They have but one name, and that name is...
Kimmy!
Okay. As the icy fingers of desperation tighten their grip around you, the darkness falls.
Kimmy will make you feel all better.
As society collapses, chaos ruling all.
Kimmy has two powerful finger vibes to release you from your stressful day.
Doom.
Kimmy.
Annihilation.
Kimmy.
Eternal damnation.
Kimmy.
Judgment day is nigh.
Kimmy.
God damn it, seriously. What kind of hero name is Kimmy?
Why you make fun of Kimmy?
Oh, shit.
Kimmy is good.
Okay.
Kimmy, bring joy.
I think I just peed a little.
If you don't stop making fun of Kimmy, Kimmy will crush your soul.
I'm sorry, Kimmy. You have 6 levels of vibration and 5 levels of intensity. You're a really super awesome finger vibe.
Yay, Kimmy likes you again.
I did not sign up for this.
It's the Kimmy Rechargeable Finger Vibe.
Kimmy!
From Vito, and it can be yours, ladies, if the price is right.
Yeah. You should have to scream Kimmy when you finish on this.
Kimmy! Kimmy!
Gregory!
Kimmy!
Kimmy!
Kimmy's good.
Kimmy is good.
Let me check this out. Did you charge it?
Yes.
Of course you did. He fingers every one of these ladies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see, he never touches the dude stuff.
Mm.
Eh. Kimmy.
I like demon.
So, all right. So here's what I'm saying. It goes like.
Yeah, that goes around your wrist.
All the way. If you go all the way around your wrist.
Well, that was for you.
Hold on. God damn. Better not be Valerie Knight. She had big hands.
Ah.
So then this goes here. This goes in your over your finger.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put my pinky in that because my fingers are too fat.
And actually, you want the other way around? Because see, here's the fun part.
Oh.
Oh.
Here's the fun part.
What?
Start having fun now.
Exactly. Commence the fun and
go, Kimmy.
Kimmy.
Look. This, I don't even know how to explain what this looks
like.
So
it goes
your
around
hand.
Your wrist, and then two wires go up these doodads that go over your fingertips, And at the bottom of these, now, unless you hit your special power button.
You got Terry's power button. Yeah, hold it down.
Yeah, it's, and then, hold on, let me take this off.
Oh.
And then both, this too, and then.
And the power, the, yeah, that makes them faster and slower. You hit the power button again, it changes the vibe.
Thank you, T.
Pretty impressive.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, not bad. Mm. And then, so I guess you would just masturbate then with it, like.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
I wonder if it makes you feel more like a DIYer.
You know, like, all I do is be like, come on.
Come on. All your other girls just rely on everything else. I'm still doing it myself. I mean, yeah, no, that's feeling. You know, it's,
that's pretty powerful because it's not that big of an item.
It's a lot to put on. I'll be honest, you get yourself a Wonder Woman bracelet.
Yeah.
And then, God forbid, you have to jump out of bed and answer the door because they're going to be like, what in the hell is on
You're
your
like, what
hand?
The hell you need? Oh, my bad.
Yeah, so you got that on quick. Oh, you got little hands. You got little hands. Does that seem to be?
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. I would have never thought to take this route, but yeah. I'd give that a shot.
All
put
right,
it back
well,
to tea.
Stacy, let me put this back on. Where's my, I put my condom on. Hold on. All right. Stacy.
Yes, sir.
What would you pay for this?
I would probably pay, I'm going to go with
$44.99. $44.99. The Kimmy, Jamie?
$39.95.
You say $39.95?
Yep. And okay. Yep. Jenny.
Well, I actually guessed the retail price last time, but I'm going to beat it up and say $69.69.
See what you did. Let's see if it's the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price.
$75.99.
Damn, oh, woman.
Well played, though, you dirty bird.
Got it.
You're like a professional masturbator.
Hey, so I have a question.
Uh-huh.
Could I have a butt plug instead and give one of the ladies the vibrator?
I don't know. Do we have an extra butt plug somewhere?
I don't know if we have an extra butt plug.
Hold on. We'll have to... Can you go look for a second?
Okay.
I mean, yeah, run. Listen, I want to make everybody happy. Run.
I'm
chubby.
Running.
I mean,
the whole floor moves.
Good
at
shows.
Yeah. Jenny, you've really thrown a real wrench in this.
Oh. Hey. I don't want to complicate anything. I just know how to take care of that. I have a feeling that I'm the one who I would like try to wear it to work and shit, honestly.
No. It's all good. I'm just saying you're big. How long have you wanted a butt plug this badly?
No, this is what it's about. I'm single. I'm 51. And it's time that I satisfy myself.
Sure.
I kind of like that. I don't want it to be right. Forceful, and that's how it is for me. And
yeah.
So if I'm going to get into something bigger, then I need to have something to.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Don't just jam it on in there. That's right. What do we got?
Well, I've had a kid that's bad, and I'm also sober, so it makes it different.
You're sober. Oh, nice. So how long have you been sober?
11 and a half years.
Good for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And this is the one time, just so, because we're setting a terrible example here.
No,
you win what you win from now on. I'll do it one time, but he just did give me a FemFun Power Innovation 10 vibration modes, boost mode, memory function, standby mode, waterproof, wireless, remote controlled butt plug.
Oh my God, that would be awesome.
You know what? My job here is done.
Dreams really do come true.
I appreciate you, Johnny. And you know what? You all are the best team in Kansas City, but hands down. And T-Bone, you're the best, man.
I love
when you open up. And I love when you're honest, because when you're honest, you're not doing shit in the dark. And that's a good thing. You need to share that.
That's right.
You can't do it in the dark. Well, you can do it in light, whatever.
Don't say the S word on the show anymore, because then I get in trouble.
Well, you know.
All right. Listen, come by and pick up your butt plug, Jenny.
Okay. Sounds
Hold on.
Great.
All right. How do I give it to Stacy and Jamie?
What do you got?
I don't know. I think your girl should scissor fight for it.
All right.
We'll figure this out. I'm going to put you on hold, Jake. Hold on. It's very nice.
Very Christian.
Why are chicks always so goddamn demanding?
I don't know. She knew what she wanted, though.
But this Kimmy thing was good.
It is.
It wasn't bunk.
It still is good. Somebody's going to have a lot of joy because of that.
T really hated, by the way. Now things are out of order.
Oh, I know. I know.
I mean, look at that. I mean, that was
jamming up your ass, pal. I don't care. Mm. Like, you don't already have one of those.
I don't have one of these.
That's it.
Okay, we all have a take it. Plug of some sort.
Hey, man. I'm not saying I won't get to that place in my life, but I currently do not have a butt plug.
I'm not saying just because you have one, you use it. I'm just saying that there's a butt plug somewhere.
For a rainy day.
Well, no, she's got one, but I don't, see, I'm just saying, yeah.
But T,
you're not using that on some brand. Shut up. I'm mad at you. Fine. I'm not listening.
I'm just saying.
I know.
I love this job. She gets weirder all the time. Do you think Jake has a butt plug? I'm going to bet no.
Well, you know, Jake a long time.
God, I hope.
She might, but I'd like to think of Jake. I'd like to think of Jake one with a baseball bat-shaped one and a baseball in the end of it. He just runs around like a little baseball ass, like a cottontail. Like, is that what you do, Jake? He said yes.
I pray to Christ, Greg Adams.
Oh, boy. This looks like a drumstick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.